Well, good morning. I am thankful for so many things our church does and gives us. Music, Bible study, worship, Sunday school, preschool, our labyrinth, the space we make for people who confront cancer and their addictions, our food pantry, our Boy Scout troop, our outreach programs. You saw last week at our commission carnival the breadth of our activities. For me, every Sunday is the chance to start over. I come to church on Sunday to hear good news. If I only listened to the media headlines about floods, fires, hurricanes, shootings, political shenanigans, environmental disasters, personal tragedies, I would be afraid to venture out into the world. But I know on Sunday, I will hear a response to these events in a thoughtful and practical way, in a way that embodies the way Christ taught us to live in our world. When we pray, "Thy kingdom come," it is a desire to have God's plan become a reality through us. I believe in the mission of our church, and I want to do my share in making this mission fruitful. There are so many worthwhile causes that call or mail requests every day. I'm not able to give to every cause that asks. I feel the money that I give to our church is managed carefully and thoughtfully. I make a pledge every year because I know in order for our church to carry out its mission in our community, bills must be paid. It's not very exciting to pay the electric bill, but it is fantastic to flip a switch and have heat and light. For me, helping the church financially is a privilege and a responsibility. I create a budget every January and put the church at the top of my expenses. Unlike my other expenses, the church does not send me a bill or charge late fees. So I think about how much I will be able to give faithfully and make it as necessary as my Con Ed bill. Imagine being part of something that's gone on for hundreds of years. It's our turn to maintain the First Presbyterian Church for our community. I had a very interesting encounter about a week or so ago. I had stopped at Walmart to pick up some items for the hygiene kits that the youth group was going to put together during their lock-in. So I'd thrown in 10 towels and 10 combs and a whole bunch of things in the cart, and when I got to the checkout counter and they rang it up, my jaw kind of dropped. It was a little more than I thought it was going to be. I said, "Oh," but I whipped out my credit card and I was okay to cover it. The woman behind me in line said, "Oh, why do you have all this stuff?" I said, "Because, you know, I had 10 of these and 10 of that." I said, "Oh, our church is putting together these hygiene kits." And so she asked me what church it was, and I told her. So then she said, "Well, let me pay for it." I said, "Oh, no, no, no." And she said, "No, please let me pay for it." And I said, "No, no." I said, I have it. So I paid for it, and she said to me, "You took away my joy." So, I say, as much as we love to give, other people like to do that too. Imagine being part of something that's gone on for hundreds of years. It's our turn to maintain the First Presbyterian Church in Yorktown for our community. So with gratitude and grace, we each can be Christian stewards. Thank you.